Greetings from the Hill Country of Texas. This is J.D. Rose.
And I'm Sandra Phoenix.
We're inviting you to join us in our travels as we shine the spotlight on the best of Fredericksburg, Texas, and the surrounding Texas Hill Country with fun, engaging, interesting, and 100% authentic conversation.
Together, J.D. Rose and I, Sandra Phoenix, will visit the places and introduce you to the people that make Fredericksburg, Texas, and the surrounding small towns some of the most highly visited destinations in America.
Welcome to the podcast, J.D. Rose.
And Sandra Phoenix.
Fredericksburg Facts and Trivia today. Now, we came up with this idea because of our podcast listeners that chimed in when every once in a while you and I would tell a little bit of Fredericksburg trivia. And from their comments, we decided that it would be kind of neat to do a podcast around that today.
Right. People kept texting or emailing or contacting us through social media and saying, hey, you know, it's really super to know all of these little things about Fredericksburg, like the wide streets and the little hooks for the horses. And so we thought, hey, we've got tons of information about Fredericksburg.
You betcha.
So we would kind of just, you know, share a little bit about the things that make such a special place.
You want to start with the street sign?
Sure. I think that that's one of the things that, you know, people often aren't aware of when they visit. But you, from Ubering, certainly must point this out. I mean, I know you must, right?
I do, Sandra. I talk about the subliminal messages on the street signs, and they're like, what? Subliminal messages?
Okay, who rides in your Uber?
Does strike up a great conversation, though. So leaving Fredericksburg to the west on Main Street, Highway 290 headed west, it would be Crockett, Orange, Milam, Edison, Bowie, Acorn, Cherry, and K. What does that spell, Sandra?
That's come back.
Come back.
Right? Yes, right? That's come back. Okay, but if you're headed to the wineries, if you're headed out 290 east towards Johnson City.
With a big smile on your face.
That's right.
I'm headed to the wineries, man.
So if you're headed out to the wineries and you're going to be looking for Adams, that's the beginning to where it spells all welcome. So it begins Adams, Leno, Lincoln, Washington, Elk, Lee, Columbus, Olive, is it Mesquite?
Mesquite, that's right.
And Eagle. So there you go.
All welcome.
Okay, so tell me why.
A German community and beer was involved, and people were happy.
I know. Let's name the streets.
So here in Fredericksburg, the streets have actually changed names quite often through the years. Yeah, they've changed names. But now, all welcome and come back was incorporated in 1933 with the street signs.
Okay.
So it's been that way since 1933. Now, prior to that, there was a lot of different streets here in town, but the names have changed.
Right smack in the middle of Main Street was the, and I'm going to slaughter this, I'm not very good at it, but I think it's the Vereinskirche. Right?
Vereinskirche or Kirch. Okay. I say Kirch.
Okay.
Kirch.
Well, you're German and I'm from Michigan. So.
But Vereinskirche and, or, you know, but yeah.
Okay. So that was right smack in the middle of the street. So it literally was the community hub. Like it was, well, you couldn't miss it, right?
Yeah. And I think you and I have mentioned this too. And I think we got some emails on this about Sunday houses, right?
Yes.
Because they would all come to the hub there.
Right.
But then they would all have a home here in town as well.
Well, interesting fact.
Called Sunday houses because it was
a
church,
long drive.
Sundays,
right.
Sunday house.
Correct. But did you know, and I think it must have been the, Sauer Beckman Farm. I think it was a tour that we took or something. But when they would, you know, like depart from Johnson City, I mean, you think, well, it's only Johnson City to Fredericksburg, but it took all day on your horse.
Right.
You know. I mean, all day. So you were wiped out, too. Who wanted to turn around and, you know, go back through the night? So that made perfect sense to me when I really thought about that one.
Had to take forever, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you think
did.
We pack stuff now to go on a trip? Imagine packing back then.
No. You can't make me. Anyway, especially being a mom.
Right?
Oh, God. And if you forget something halfway, no turning around. How do you pronounce it again? The Vereins?
Vereinskirche.
Okay. So let's talk about that. That is such an iconic and beautiful building right here. You know, since moved out of the, well, not what's now the highway.
Right.
Into a beautiful park. And just recently, Lee Caspier.
Wonderful artist in town.
Oh, my goodness.
The best.
Right.
Hello.
Hello.
Lee
right.
Caspier. You know, he did a little stint in radio with me for a
Get
little while.
Here.
He was back in his younger days in high school, yeah.
I didn't know
but
that.
But, man, he does just some tremendous, tremendous. You look for his work in town.
Well,
in
you can see it in the Vereinskirche. There I go again.
Vereinskirche?
Yeah, thank you. You can see it in there. Now, he just did some beautiful murals. We went to the ribbon cutting. It's beautiful. Of course, everything he does is beautiful.
And, you know, you're right. When you think Fredericksburg, you automatically think the Vereinskirche. Anytime Fredericksburg is written and there's some kind of art
right.
involved with
right.
it, like on a card or
right.
on a website for the city or whatever,
right.
guess what? The
right.
Vereinskirche is going to be on it.
And behind it is a beautiful flower garden. You know what's interesting to me is I posted a video behind it, and even locals were like, where is this? You know, it's so fascinating because you can't readily see it from
Austin. And
there's
some beautiful statues if you walk back there.
Correct.
Beautiful statues.
Correct. Bronzes. Gorgeous.
So, yeah, you touched on this a little bit. The Vereinskirche was on Main Street 50 years from 1847 to 1897. It was a church, like you said, school and meeting place for the people of this young community at the time. The original building demolished in 1896.
Rebuilt it in 1935. A replica. Mm-hmm. That's the one we have now. What's really fascinating to me also used to house the library, which I had no idea. You know, because the library is now across the street. We have one of the most beautiful libraries and I've ever seen. You know, obviously it is and still is a museum, which is operated by the Historical Society, the Gillespie County Historical Society. And I think it says it was a one-day post office. Now, what's that? Let's open up. No, bad idea. Tomorrow we're closed.
That's a great way to say
store.
The check might be in the mail.
That's where JD mails all of his utility payments.
From the Vereinskirche one-day post office. You didn't get that?
I was there the day they opened. Oh, that's really good. It's a beautiful building. And if you're in town, going from the Main Street to the West End, which you should really... I mean, there's so much to see on the West End. It's just amazing. But right smack in the center, not in the center of the street, but in the center of town, if you will, is this amazing place that you should really take the time, get out, walk the parks in a beautiful park.
Bring the family out and look
around.
Bring
the family out. You know, just see it. It's also where the Christmas tree lighting is and the ball drop. We now have a ball drop for New Year's Eve, which is super cool.
It is very cool.
Right? So I don't know how much of that will really happen this year during the holidays, but we'll be sure and keep, we're going to do a holiday edition, correct?
A holiday schedule Fredericksburg, Texas podcast.
That's right. So let's talk about, and this is really fascinating as well, Wild Seed Farms. Can you take a guess at how many people visit a year?
I'm going to do the math real quickly in my head. How many people visit every weekend? I'm going to say 275,000. Is that even close? Ooh, I hate to guess, but 275,000?
Well, okay. Well, they're going to need to double up in your Uber then because it's really 450,000.
Wowza.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. If it's not the highest visited landmark or place or
whatever.
I'd be
surprised.
Yeah. I really think it is the largest or the most visited.
And hats off to the Thomas family, too, for what they've done over there.
So amazing.
They treat their employees so well. I know a lot of people who work there. And anyway, just an awesome family and what an awesome place. But wow, 450,000.
Yeah. Well, and they have
visitors a year. Wow.
Right. And they have 200 acres. So one of the best advertisements, if you will, for them is when you're driving by and all of a sudden you see 100 acres of sunflowers all turned facing the sun, or, you know, the zinni. And I don't know what all they plant, but I know that it rotates. They do plantings, I think, every 2 to 4 weeks, which is interesting. But, you know, it would take a while to plant that field, for sure.
But it's so colorful and so beautiful.
It's free.
Free to go in.
It's free to go in. They do, you know, there are a lot of people want to have their picture made and all the wildflowers, by the way, and there are specific trails for obvious reasons. If you have 450,000 people running out into the fields, well, there are no more fields, right? So there's little trails you can go back, and then there are places to sit and have your picture made so that behind you is all the sunflowers.
Beautiful. Absolutely
right?
Gorgeous.
Right.
A must see.
And, you know, like right now you can go get your pumpkins, and there's always something going on there that, you know, people always say, and they do, they ask us all the time on Facebook for Best of Fredericksburg, where can we take our families?
Pumpkin spice is the pumpkin spice of spices. I just wanted you to know that.
Oh, God.
Oh.
If you want to take your family somewhere super wonderful
wild
and
seed
memorable,
farms.
It's Wild Seed Farms.
Wild Seed Farms. 450,000 people, can't be wrong.
Right. If you're more of an adventure seeker, right, obviously one of the most amazing state parks, I'm going to say whole wide nation.
Can I guess where you're going with this?
Well.
Enchanted Rock.
Very good.
Look at me go. I rock. But yeah, Enchanted Rock's just, let's just call it a granite dome. Southwestern Llano County, about 20 miles north of Fredericksburg. There's a lot of legends out there.
There are.
One is the story of a woman who was kidnapped by the Indians, but escaped and lived on Enchanted Rock, where her screams were said to be audible at night. Hey, it's getting close to Halloween, isn't it? The haunted story of Enchanted Rock.
It is. Well, I can't speak for her. You get to the top of that rock, you don't really want to come back down.
It's just amazing, though, when you walk up and, like I said, you see this big, huge dome of granite.
How many times have you climbed it?
I'm going to say 10, at least.
Really? Wow.
Through the years.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm old. That don't be going, oh, wow, really?
Once every
dude,
20 years.
Dude, I've been around here forever.
Okay, so... All right. Do you know how they kind of rate that park for a climb? Because it is, you know, it's a moderately hard climb. I think that's how they classify it. I mean, it's 4.5 miles.
Wowza.
Yeah. It's equivalent, ready for this, it's 1,825 feet tall, and it is equivalent to climbing 30 to 40 stories.
Man.
Right.
I'm tired just thinking about it now.
That's why I've only climbed it twice.
Going into fall, though, folks, if you're thinking about visiting Fredericksburg, make sure you put Enchanted Rock on your list because it's cooler. The temperature should start to drop a little bit, but just beautiful weather for climbing.
It is. And a couple of things. It's $7 if you're 13 or older. And they don't accept credit cards. So bring cash.
And I would also call before you head out there because a lot of times they're booked.
Right.
So it's much like our restaurants in town. Right. Make a reservation, call first. Because,
oh, they've been booked solid.
Right.
I think.
Booked solid.
You can't just show up.
Yeah.
At Enchanted Rock anymore. Forget about it.
Right.
So,
especially this time of the year, like I said, this. Here in the fall. But yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, so if you're making notes for family outings, Wild Seed Farms, Enchanted Rock. Absolutely. JD, all right, so another thing that, you know, people probably shouldn't miss is the bat caves. Do you know anything about the bat caves?
Well, I know there's a cave and some bats. Does that help?
You are a wealth of information. You know, I'm glad somebody studied up for this.
It is amazing how many mosquitoes and bugs and things like that that bats actually eat, especially the mosquitoes.
Oh.
It is amazing.
This is out on Old San Antonio Road, right? So it's up by Elmo Springs?
Alamo Springs Cafe is
the
right
cafe,
there on that road nearby.
Old San Antonio Road. That's where it is. And it's like 10.5 miles outside of Fredericksburg. So, you know, if you come to Fredericksburg, it's only, you know, I would say it's probably a 15-minute drive because of the terrain or whatever. But it's not, you know, not terrible. So you take, it's south of Highway 290, and it is actually millions of bats that come out at dusk. So that used to be the tunnel, right, for the railroad.
So yeah, it was from Fredericksburg to San Antonio and Aransas Pass Railway. It operated under that name from 1917 to 1942. Now from 1913 to 1917, it was operated as the San Antonio, Fredericksburg, and Northern Railway.
Okay, so that is fascinating.
So, yeah, the Old Tunnel State Park is extremely cool. It's at 10619 Old San Antonio Road in Fredericksburg. You can call them at 866-978-2287 for more information. There's a lot of things to do there. Of course, you can enjoy hiking, bird watching, general wildlife viewing, of course, out there. Make sure you bring some drinking water, it says. There's no water available in the park. So bring your own water. Reservations required to stay after 5 p.m., so you can get your permits in advance online, or you can call the customer service number I just gave out. That's 866-978-2287.
Okay, terrific. Can we circle back now and just for a second, and what is the information for Enchanted Rock?
So, yeah, the easiest thing to do, Sandra, is probably call them at 830-685-3636. Or you can email visiterock@tpwd.texas.gov. But I would say the phone number, let me give that out a couple of times, is probably the easiest way to make reservations. 830-685-3636. 830-685-3636. And you can, of course, go online as well. Just Google Enchanted Rock State Park, and you can get all the info you need there as well.
Okay, terrific.
Well, we appreciate everybody listening to our Fredericksburg, Texas podcast today. We hope we shed some light on some interesting people and phenomenal places that people can visit in the Hill Country here in Fredericksburg, Texas.
Absolutely. And, you know, for sure, bring the family. This is a wonderful, wonderful place to bring your kids, your grandkids, everybody. So, well, I think it's just really important to note. I mean, we are becoming one of the fastest growing wine destinations in the world, but you know, it all started with the beautiful German town and community, and we are still very much a family friendly destination. So, you know, be sure to, and we'll talk about more places on the Pioneer Museum and the Old County Jail, and you know, certainly expand upon the National Museum of the Pacific War another time, but for now, you know, feel free to load the kids in the car and come on down and see how it all began.
Thank you for listening today. You folks have a great one, and God bless.
Thank you for joining J.D. Rose and I as we go out and meet the people who make our Texas Hill Country community a great place to visit and to live in.
Hopefully you've laughed a little, learned something new, and discovered somewhere you might not have found on your own in Fredericksburg, Texas, and the surrounding small Texas towns.
We know we've enjoyed introducing you to the most interesting people and phenomenal places we could find, and we thank you again for stopping by.
Sandra and I are already looking forward to our next adventure with you.